This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. It's been a hot, dry summer across Kansas. As a result, homeowners have had to make some tough decisions regarding which elements of the landscape to prioritize for watering. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says trees should be watered first.
Ward, even with some of the rain that we've received, it looks like there's still a possibility that some people are going to be real short in terms of supply of water, especially for trees and some of the other shrubs.
That's right. Especially getting into the western part of Kansas, they are still under significant drought. And so there are times when you have to decide what is most important to water, because you're not going to be able to water everything. And so we recommend you start with the trees. Look especially at your established trees and those that were planted or transplanted in the last 2 or 3 years. If the trees that are established look okay yet, then move to the ones that have been planted the last 2 or 3 years. They don't have an established root system, and therefore they're going to be more sensitive to drought. And then go the established trees, because if you lose those, they're expensive to take out, they're expensive to put in, and it takes a lot of years before you're to the point where they do you much good. And so you want to make sure that they are going to be high enough on your list that you don't take a chance you're going to lose them. Now, question usually comes, how much? What you want, even with trees, you want that soil moist only about a foot deep. I mean, you can go deeper, it doesn't hurt anything. But if you have that soil moist down to a foot deep, you're hitting about 80% of those tree roots. And so that's all they're going to need. And so how do you do that? Well, the way you check that is to use something like a wooden dowel or piece of rebar, something like that. You stick it into the ground. It's going to stop when it hits dry ground. And so you'll be able to tell how deep you go. And then take note of the amount of time it took you to get there. And then from then on, you can just go by time clock. Now, what do you use? I really like drip irrigation, but that can be expensive to get started. If you use that black weepy hose, that'll work. But it's notorious for being not in uniform for how much it puts out at the beginning of the hose as opposed to the end of the hose. So the way you get around that is to use what's called a Y adapter on the end of your garden hose. And you hook the beginning and the end of that black weepy hose to that Y adapter. And then it makes that pressure within that leaky hose a lot more uniform. And your distribution, therefore, is a lot more uniform. Now, make sure you get a Y adapter with little shutoff valves on it. And that way you can control the amount of water so that you don't get so much that it runs off. Now, if you have a smaller tree that's been recently transplanted, you don't need the Y adapter. You just take that black leaky hose and go around the tree several times, and it's going to even out. And so you just put on enough that you get that water down to about a foot deep.
So how far out from the tree are we going?
So you want to be under the drip line. So anywhere from 2/3 to the distance of the drip line out to the drip line is where you want it. That's going to be where most of those roots are going to be hit by what you put on, and that'll be enough to keep that tree going.
And really, we want to keep this water at the ground level. Is that right?
Yeah, it's best if you can use sprinklers. It's just that it's not nearly as efficient because you get a lot more evaporation, get a lot more movement due to wind, that type of stuff. And so if you can keep it close to the ground, you're going to make a much more efficient use of that water.
I know it may not be as convenient, but we'd like to do this maybe earlier in the day if we can.
You can. Not as important if you're applying it with a black leaky hose or drip irrigation, because you're not as worried about evaporation. If you're using a sprinkler, then that becomes a lot more important.
We used to talk about the 5-gallon bucket. Is that still an option for some of us who maybe aren't as good with using the hoses?
Yeah, and so this is for a small tree that's usually been recently transplanted. And so what you do is you take a 5-gallon bucket and you drill an 1/8-inch hole near the bottom, in the side, not in the bottom, but in the side. And then you fill it up with another 5-gallon bucket, and it'll drip out that 1/8-inch hole, and it won't come out so fast that it runs off. Normally, what I like to do is put it on one side of the tree and then move it to the other side of the tree and repeat the process. So each tree gets about 10 gallons, and that'll do a good job of keeping a young tree watered.
The real key, as you pointed out, is the expense of losing trees and really the inconvenience of losing trees. So maybe just a little bit of preventive medicine here will go a long way.
Yes, and so it's important if we can to protect especially those large established trees.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham, with information on watering trees in the home landscape. More information is available online and at county and district extension offices. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.